5. Yamaraj, Eve, like, Vipratam, possessing, Pranata, surrender, Pranjali, with folded hands, Praha, said, Mahi, the planet Earth, Sanjat, horizon, Vepatu, trembling in her body. Translation Srila Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. I'll read the translation first and you listen to it, and after that please repeat translation after me. At this time Prithu Maharaj became exactly like Yamaraj and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, he was anger personified. After hearing him, the planet Earth began to tremble. She surrendered and with folded hands began to speak as follows. Kindly repeat after me. At this time, Prithu Maharaj became exactly like Yamaraj and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, he was anger personified. After hearing him, the planet Earth began to tremble. She surrendered and with folded hands began to speak as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Isha Shalup, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is death personified to miscreants and the Supreme Beloved Lord to the devotees. So we understand that for a devotee, the Supreme Lord is the most beloved of anything in the material world. But the same Lord is death personified for the miscreants or for the Duskriti. As you can understand from the example which Srila Prabhupada gives very often, that the cat and the mouse. The cat is holding the mouse and the cat also holds the kitten also. The cat is the same, the teeth are also the same, but both of them feel exactly the opposite. One feels as if the cat is death personified, while the other feels the motherly love of the cat. One is trembling as a rat sees the death in front of him, and at the same time the kitten is getting pampered by the cat. So in the same way we must understand here also, like when in the purport Prabhupada says that the devotees, they feel as if their beloved is in front of them. At the same time, for the miscreants, it's death personified. In the same way we can also understand from another examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. Hiranyakashipu in front of, when he sees Lord Narsingadev, he knew his death is there. He's also very much in anxiety. He's very much in fear also. At the same time, Prahlad Lad Daine, he gives pleasure, Ahlad, to Prahlad. That is Lord Narsingadev. So we can understand how, for one, the Lord is giving so much pleasure, and for the other, he is invoking all the fear also. In Bhagavad Gita 10.34, the Lord says, Mrityu sarva harash chaham, I am all devouring death. It's very clear, it's a very important sloka where in the 10th chapter the Lord says that in the form of death, I do not spare anyone. Also it is mentioned in our scriptures also, like the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun one day is taken from our life. That this we can understand, we have died one day. So generally when we celebrate the birthdays of all karmis, we celebrate and say, oh, now I am 21 years old. Now I am 19 years old. You know, it should be understood the other way. We have died 20 years. We have died 19 years. We have died 40 years. That is the way we have to understand. Of course, for Vaishnavas, it is the Avibhav Divas is so important for us. But we must understand that there should not be so much happiness or so much partying around in the karmis or so, because we can understand from the scriptures also that it is nothing more but life has been taken from our, one day has been taken from our life also. Faithless unbelievers who challenge the appearance of God will be delivered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when He appears before them as death. Those who challenge the appearance of Lord will be delivered by Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is very important to understand, is anyone who is challenging is nothing but a miscreant. Namam duskritino moodha prapadante naradhamaha. He is a duskriti. And he will be delivered ultimately by the Supreme Lord. For example, we can understand from the life of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, there were numerous scientists who were nothing but miscreants. Prabhupada used to call them rascals. They were stone-hearted. They were not obliging to anyone. But Srila Prabhupada delivered them, as we say here, see here, that the Lord delivers them. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also delivered them. In fact, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples has very nicely quoted also and explained the life of Srila Prabhupada as, in his various conquests against Maya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered a lot of Mayavadis. And Srila Prabhupada also delivered lot of scientists, lot of dry philosophers. This was Srila Prabhupada's mercy. They were unyielding. But Srila Prabhupada had that special way, as Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Maharaj also used to say, that initially we were so surprised when we were talking to these scientists. But when we talked to them in their own language, by the blessing of His Divine Grace, they were moved. They moved to such an extent. For example, 1977, when Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Maharaj was sitting along with Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, he was saying that an IIT, Indian Institute of Technology's physics department head, was so impressed by his scorn that he wanted to put his child in the Gurukul. He was taking the initiative. He says, this is the real thing. So this is where we understand how the stone-hearted, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada also a lot of time, the stone-hearted scientists also melt. Like there is a Charan Pahadi in Vrindavan. It's a very famous. And why it's called Charan Pahadi? Because Krishna, while summoning the gopis, in Vrindavan, he blew the flute, and as the melodious voice came forth from the flute, the stone on which Lord Krishna was standing, it melted. And it had the impression of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. It is still very much there in Vrindavan. It's called Charan Pahadi also. So we can understand how the stone can also get melted. Hiranyakashyapu, for example, challenged the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Lord met him in the form of Nrisimhadev and killed him. Similarly, the planet Earth saw Mahaprithu as death personified also. We can understand, this is a very important example. Hiranyakashipu challenged Supreme Personality of Godhead and he took the boon, which in fact Lord Narsingadev later on chastised Brahmaji also, that never ever you should give such a boon. Here I am right now because I have to honor your word, but it's very difficult. You should understand that for Lord it is nothing difficult, but it was such a form, even Lord Brahma was not aware, Lakshmiji was not aware. In fact, when Lord Narsingadev was there, even Lakshmiji was trembling also. She was not coming in front of Lord Narsingadev. Brahmaji was also not happy, was also not very keen to come in front of Lord Narsingadev. And why Lord Narsingadev came into that pillar? He was not in the pillar initially. He is there in every atom, of course. Sarvasya Cham Hridir Sannivishtuho. I am there in everyone's atom. But he was not there in the pillar. He came in the pillar because Prahlad said, yes, my Lord is there in the pillar. Just to honor the word, just to honor his favorite son, Prahlad, Lord Narsingadev manifested in the pillar. Initially he was not there. That is what Vaishnavacharya say. Because in Bhagavad Gita it says, Kaunte Pratijani Name Bhakti Pranishati. Please announce that my devotee will never be vanquished, or his word will never be vanquished, or his body will never be vanquished. So similarly, Lord Narsingadev manifested from the pillar. He was not there in the pillar at all. There's also one good example. I also remember Gopalvat Goswami, when he before the Radha Ramana appearance, one night before, it was Narsingh Chaturdashi only, and he was praying to the Lord Narsingadev that the sage, the local merchant, has delivered to me the clothes for my deities, but my deities are Shaligram Shilas. 12 Shilas are there. They cannot wear them. So how can, I need the form of the Lord. And indirectly, he was informing, he was letting Lord Narsingadev remember that if you can manifest from the pillar, why can't you manifest, or why can't you ensure that my beautiful deities, Radha Krishna, manifest from the Shaligram Shila? We should go into the depth of the beautiful Leela. So Lord Narsingadev had to ensure. He pleaded in front of Lord Krishna and Radharani. Lord Krishna therefore appeared from the Damodar Shila. Out of the 12 Shilas, one is Damodar Shila. He manifested from them. So we can understand that the Lord bestows special mercy onto the devotees. But for miscreants, he is Narsingadev and he kills them. Similarly, the planet Earth saw Maharaj Pithu as death personified, and she also saw him in the mood of anger personified. Therefore, she began to tremble. Again, we can understand, again, while going to Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a beautiful example of someone who had seen the death personified, and who stepped on the head of the death personified, and with his own body, he went to Vaikuntha. There is one reference in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyone? Thank you. Dhruv Maharaj. Mrityo Murdhani Padama Dattva Aruho. Mrityo Padhani, matlab, this is death personified. Padama Dattva, on the head. Murdhani means on the head of death personified. Dhruv Maharaj stepped on the head of the death personified and aruho, and then he boarded the plane of Vaikunth in his own body. He was not afraid. The death personified was there in front, and there he was not at all bothered about that personified also. But here, because Mother Earth has committed something very sinful, therefore she was trembling. She saw Maharaj Pitu as death personified also. Therefore she began to tremble. She also saw him in the mood of anger personified. There are a few more examples in our various scriptures of anger personification by the Supreme Lord. We'll take the reference like Lord Pitu is the Supreme Lord himself, so where we also can understand where the anger personification by the Supreme Lord was there. One example, two, three examples which are coming to my mind. The first example is when Lord Ram, he was pleading to the trees, he was pleading to the creepers, he was pleading to the hills, to the mountains, everyone, where is Sita? Where is my beloved? Please let me know. He was praying to them. And nothing happened. In Valmiki Ramayana, Lord Ram rose. And he challenged everyone. He says, now I will show you what is the real Ram. Who is the real Ram? And Lakshman, he clasped the feet of Lord Ram. No, you must not. How can someone deprive me of Sita? I'll finish all the three worlds. There he was looking like anger personified. It's mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana. There's another reference again of Lord Ram when Parshuram came. And the beautiful meeting of Parshuram also with Lord Ram. Parshuram had seen, had observed that Lord had broken the bow of Shiva. And say, he came there, he says, oh, I understand that you have done that, but I have got another bow, and I have got this arrow also in my hand, it's a celestial arrow. Let me see if you can do that. If you can pull the arrow, place it on the bow, and fire it, I'll understand that you are someone who is worthy to fight with me. Lord Ram, first of all, in his humility, he prayed to him. He says, you are Brahman. I cannot think about all these things. There is no reason for me to challenge a Brahman. No, you are a warrior class. You are a Kshatriya. You must do it if you have got guts to do it. And if a Kshatriya is challenged, the Kshatriya cannot at any time go back from his word. So the Lord Ram, again it's mentioned Valmiki, he again became anger personified. He took the bow and the arrow and pulled the string right to the ear. And again there was in the heavens the demigods, they all were very afraid, they all were trembling and they were saying, no, something untoward is going to happen. Lord Ram had placed the arrow on the bow, and it is very clear whenever an arrow on the bow is placed by Lord Rama, it must fire. It must reach a destination. So Parshuram also understood immediately because he was a Brahman. He understood, and of course he is out of the 10 avatars, he is one of the avatars also. He understood. And then Lord Ram said, oh Brahman, now tell me where I should fire this arrow. It's meant for you. Lord Parshuram said, with your grace I remember now also all my powers to move in air and coming to earth from the mountain has already been extinguished. It's not there anymore. But if you really want to do something, if you really want to fire the weapon, please do on my attachments for heavenly pleasures. This is what Parshuram said. May I do not crave for those heavenly pleasures at all, and my devotion towards you increased day by day. That's mentioned Valmiki Ramayana. A Lord Ram did. Another where we can see where here we are saying it is anger personified. She saw him in the mood of anger personified. Again we find in Valmiki Ramayana, Lord Ram, when he was praying to Samudra and nothing was happening, he prayed fervently, he was praying. But then again he came into his Kshatri mood also. He became anger personified. And he fired so many arrows in the waters of the ocean. And because of which the whales, as mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana, the whales, the serpents, they were all clamoring for peace. And they came out of the water. They were trembling also. But then again when Varun, Lord Varun didn't appear, Ram was at his, I must say, angry best. Because whenever he is in anger, he is also so beautiful. And then he took out Brahmastra. And as soon the Brahmastra was placed on his bow, it's mentioned in the scriptures in Valmiki Ramayana, the ocean swept back 10 miles. Not 1 mile, 2 miles. It went back 10 miles. There was commotion. There was so much distress all around. And finally, Varuna came out of the ocean, surrounded by so many demigods. He offered jewels, numerous jewels to lotus feet of Lord Rama, and he says, whatever you say I'll do, I'll ensure that a bridge is placed on the ocean and you can cross the ocean also. But then Lord Ram said, I'm fine, I'm pleased, but the arrow has to reach a destination. Where should I fire the arrow now, Varuna? It has to reach some place. If you really want to help me, Lord Ram, then please fire the arrow on the northern side where there are so many demons who are really troubling me, and please extinguish them. And then Lord Ram fired the arrow. The northern side of the ocean got dried up, completely got dried because of the power of Lord Rama. So here we can also see how much Lord is anger personified. In the life plot in Lord Krishna's pastimes also, we see he was also anger personified also in a number of cases, we won't discuss much because we have less time and we have to discuss some other aspects also. Shishupal, anger personified. He was hearing all the blasphemy, he was already hearing all the abuses, but then when he became angry, he didn't let him go. Again he showed his anger personified to motivate Arjuna. And he took up a wheel and went towards Bhishma, one of the Mahajans. And Arjuna had to clasp the feet of Lord Krishna, but he pulled him all the way. He was angry. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita also we understand how Lord Chaitanya became anger personified when he saw Jagai and Madhai striking Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And he immediately summoned Chakra, Chakra. And one could understand that something untoward was going to happen. We must understand the mood of the Lord. And when here we see, when he says that planet Earth saw Maharaj Pitu as death personified, she also saw him in a mood of anger personified, because she was also a miscreant at this moment. She was also not understanding the mood of Lord, and she had committed sins of not letting the subjects of Lord Pithu enjoy various grains, various cereals coming henceforth from the earth also. One cannot challenge the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any circumstances. This is very important. It is better to surrender unto Him and take His protection at all times. There should never be a case where the authority of the Supreme Lord is challenged. Otherwise, then what will happen? Lord will manifest Himself. Or through His favorite disciples or His devotees, the Lord will come forth as He came in the form of Nashaktavesh Avatar of Srila Prabhupada. As that day Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj was saying, he is much more Srila Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Radha Raj Bihari Ji Ki Jai, Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. He is much more than a Shaktivesh Avatar because he was an eternal associate of Lord Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I'll send my commander-in-chief, my Senapati. He's a Senapati also. So Senapati does, what does the Senapati do? His only objective is to satisfy the king. He only does anything which helps the army of the king. So this is what Srila Prabhupada had also done. Now, this is the end of purport here. We go into some finer details of the shloka also, where we find that planet Earth is in the form of cow. And she was in lot of anguish, and she was also being on the verge of being devoured by Pithu Maharaj. We also understand in the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, Parikshit Maharaj again saw the cow and the bull in a precarious position, very precarious. The bull had only one leg, the three legs were not there, and the cow was also there, and there was one rich person, a black king, you can say, who was beating the cow, and she was crying. Parikshit Maharaj saw and he immediately challenged Kali. He was actually Kali personified. To stop all this nonsense. Here we see that Mother Earth was aggrieved also, and the cow in the form of cow. Again, in the 10th canto, before the advent of Lord Krishna, we see that cow accompanying Lord Brahma had again visited Lord Vishnu and was also clamoring for peace. She was saying, I am so much under distress. These miscreants are creating havoc. I am most unhappy. Please help me. Please come down. This also we understand how in the form of cow. And also third is, in Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord punished a demon who had taken the form of a cow. Any guesses? Who was the demon? Who was the demon who had taken the form of cow? And the beautiful Leela where Aristasur, thank you, Aristasur. Lord can do anything. Lord is supreme. He is go Brahman Hitayacha. But when he is killing the cow, in fact, Arishtasura was in the form of bull also. Or someone, I'm not sure, a cow. So Radharani told him, I'm sorry, you cannot come near me. You are a pradhi. You are hatyara of a cow. have to atone. There should be some sort of a prayaschit. And then manifested that beautiful pastime, the Lord Krishna, just by striking the heel, the Mother Earth, all the Tirthas, all the pilgrimage, they all came down to Govardhan. And what was manifested? Shyamkund. Just for your information, I got an information yesterday from Delhi that every 25 years, Shyamkund is cleaned. So at this moment, all the waters of Shyamkund been taken out from the Shyamkund and been sprinkled or has been put at different other kundas, and Shyamkund is totally empty. There's a lot of mud there, and people from all around, they're coming there to perform the seva of cleaning the Shyamkund. And as per information, there is so much room for service that everyone is moving to Shyamkund and cleaning Shyamkund also. So Shyamkund is already there, and similarly Radhakund is also there. So this is how we have to understand from how the cow, where she is in distress. So one is when Parikshit Maharaj saw, when Arishtasur also, and when Brahmaji accompanying him, he had also been there. We have an important festival. I'll put Bhagavatam on hold for the moment. As Prabhuji had told me, we should hear something about the Dahi. Which is the festival today? Chira Dahi Dand Mahotsav. A very, very beautiful pastime. It's called Chira Dahi and Dand. What does Dand mean in Hindi? Dand means Sam Dam Dand Ved. Dand means punishment. So there is a punishment in this festival. You know what is the punishment? The punishment was given by Lord Nityananda to Raghunath Das Goswami. The son of a very wealthy Vaishnav, Raghunath Das Goswami, his mind was always encircling the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he met for the first time in Shantipur. And since then he was always remembering him. He used to run away from the house. His father used to bring him back. His father and mother tried everything in the world so that he didn't get deviated, that he didn't join his cause. In fact, he got his father in also got him married to a very beautiful girl also. And by the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is mentioned that ideal grihastha or ideal devotee qualities were manifested by Raghunath Das Goswami. He was saying he was internally he was renunciate, but externally he was a first class businessman. He was an ideal grihast from outside, but from inside he was always remembering the Lord. Example in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where a wife of her husband who has a parama, she cares for her husband so much. But the husband is not finding any deficiency in the service. But internally, she's always remembering about her lover. Similarly, we can understand how Raghunath Das Goswami was displaying idol characteristics. So he found an opportunity. He met Nityananda Prabhu at a place called Panihati. Nityananda Prabhu was sitting on a stone
and he paid obeisances to Lord Nityanand from a distance. His followers, Nityanand's followers, immediately recognized Raghunath Das Goswami and informed Lord Nityanand that he is here. Call him! As soon as he came there, he was blessed by Lord Nityanand. And you know how? His lotus feet was placed on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. Was blessed by lotus feet. He says, now I have captured you. Exact words are, you are a thief. We want you always to be near us, but you keep on going away from us. You do not want our association. You are a thief. You should be near us all the time. Now you have come and there is a punishment for you. What is the punishment? Dand. That Chira Dahi Mahotsav. One is Utsav, one is Mahotsav. Utsav is festival, Mahotsav is king of all festivals. It's king of all festivals. Must serve the first class Dahi and Chira to everyone. Raghunath Das Goswami was ecstatic and he said, such a good opportunity, I would not let it go. I had arranged for an awesome feast, awesome supper, which was unthinkable of. Huge pots were ordered from all around. 7, 10, 12 pots. In fact, that's a whole pastime which Prabhuji is saying in the afternoon. Somebody will be in Bhadrachar Prabhu. Yeah. Somebody would be explaining more about the pastime, but I'm explaining you in brief. So in half of the chivda is same, right? Chivda. Rice. Flat rice we call it. It was soaked in hot milk. In others it was soaked in condensed milk. And there was some other which was yogurt with bananas, with sweet meat also was present there. And it was being mixed. It was so nicely being done. Lord Nityanand was feeling very happy. Raghav Pandit, he appeared, he said, I prepared a lot of beautiful dishes for you. So sumptuous dishes. Please come down. He says, not now. It's an ideal situation for me. Such a situation I can only think of when I was Balaram and I was with Krishna and all the cowherd boys were there. It was just like a picnic at that time. And the same time has come. Now I cannot leave you, but yes, surely after this festival I'll come down and meet you and eat with you also and enjoy the prasadam. So everyone who was present, the news spread like wildfire, and from all the nearby places, Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, they all reached Panihati. There was no space for them. So they found space. You know where? They found space in the middle of Ganges. They were not finding any space to sit. But they said, this is such a beautiful rendezvous. This is such a beautiful meeting time when Lord Nityanand is there, his all associates are there, and such a festival is going on. They were in the banks of River Ganges everywhere, and Raghunath Das Goswami ensured that thousands of them who were there, at least they will get two small pots, earthen pots. One had yogurt along with chipped rice, another had milk with chipped rice. Along with that, it's mentioned Chaitanya Charitamrita, special type of bananas were there, a lot of things were there. And then what happened was unimaginable. Lord Nityanand in his meditation brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Panihati. Please try to concentrate, this is something very important. The power of meditation was displayed. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought to Panihati. Place next to Lord Nityanand was cleaned and There were earthen pots and other dishes kept on the floor, on the sitting place near to it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat there. Those who were fortunate, they could see them. Those who were blessed could see them. As Lord Virat Roop, some of them could only see, not everyone was able to see. It's something like divine eyes were given to Sanjay, to Arjuna, to others also. So they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took some rice, some flat rice, and offered to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya himself, he also served Lord Nityananda. Nityananda screamed. He said, "This is the most beautiful moment. Everybody should chant Hari Hari. So you should all say Hari Hari, Hari Hari." And they were all engrossed. They were all playing literally with the chipped rice. The Dahi festival. And Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all started dancing also. They all enjoyed. And it's mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj, it was exactly the same way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling very grateful to Lord Nityananda, because he was remembering the pastime when Krishna, along with Balram, used to enjoy at the banks of Yamuna. They used to have the lunch break, they used to share the lunch boxes. It was during one of such incidents, lunch sharing, and Brahmaji stole all the cowherd boys and the calves and cows also. So we can understand from there how this is there. So we stop here for the moment. 10 minutes, 12 minutes are there. If somebody has some comments or questions, you're most welcome to ask some questions or comments. Any questions or comments? If not, I'll ask some questions now. It should be both ways. If nobody is asking questions, at least I should ask questions. Okay. Few questions. The first one, we hear that in the purport, death personified to miscreants and supreme law to devotees. What is the example given by Srila Prabhupada? Anyone? How the devotees feel pampered, how the devotees enjoy, but the others, they feel death personified. Example. Cat. Cat and rat and cat and kitten also. The faithless unbeliever who challenged the appearance of Lord will be delivered by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, the Shaktadesh Avatar of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, also delivered someone. Who is that miscreant? The scientist. They were the miscreant. Also, and mentioned that the stone-hearted scientists were, they melted also. The Lord Narsingdev killed Hiranyakashyap. Before that, he was not in the pillar. So why did he appear in the pillar? Anyone else? Prabhuji is answering one thing. Anyone else? Why did he appear in the pillar?
Yes.
For Prahlad Maharaj's sake. Because Prahlad Maharaj desired that Lord Narsingdev should be there in the pillar, he's there. And it's so Bhagavad Gita, Kaunte Pati Janahi Namah Bhakta Prasati. He says why it is there. Similarly, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he desired. So why did the Lord manifested from the Damodar Shila? How did Lord Narsingdev was checkmate, I must say. He didn't have any answer. He has to do it because he has done it for Prahlad. So he had to pray to Lord Krishna to come there. So that was also the one also. There was one person who saw the death personified. And what did he do? Who was he and what did he do? Abhishek Prabhu? Dhruv Maharaj. Yeah? He saw death personified and Mrityu Mudhani Padam Dattvaruho. He
sword at the one also.
Lord Ram, when he was as anger personified, we had heard of three examples. So any one of you who remember those three examples, three incidents with Lord Ram did. The summary of the class is important because it makes you remember for the whole day where you can remember incidents also. Which were the three beautiful pastimes of Lord Rama where he was anger personified? Yes, someone at the back, the Hindi class. कौन से वो तीन लीलाएं थी भगवान राम की जब उन्होंने गुस्सा दिखाया was anger personified. Yes, bro. I'm sorry.
Take. When he was praying to ocean god and then...
One is ocean, second?
Yeah. When he was searching Sita.
Sita, third?
And when he met Parshuram.
Parshuram. Haribo. Thank you. Also, finally, last question, where the cow. We hear that three places which I remember, there will be a lot of more incidents where the cow was also under distress and the cow, and especially two instances where she challenged or she was not in the right frame of mind and was being put under severe distress in Srimad Bhagavatam. There was three examples. One, anyone who will remember? Question, I'm sorry. The cow in Srimad Bhagavatam, I have given three examples where the cow was under tremendous distress, was under so much pain. Which were those three examples which we had discussed? Yes, the cow being beaten by Kali. Second, second was Brahmaji, where she went with Brahmaji to invoke the Lord to come down. Third, very important, where, remember? Krithu Maharaj is already there, which is there, but there was an incident where the pastime in Vrindavan. Anyone at the back, remember? Arishtasur. And that was also an example, okay? And finally, the pastime of the Dahin Chira festival, where Raghunath Das Goswami. What did Lord Nityananda do, which was so special, and which created a lot of love among all the devotees there? What did Lord Nityananda do? He meditated. Thank you. He meditated and brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu were so happy among all the devotees who were there. What did they remember? What did Lord Nityananda or Lord Chaitanya remember when being with all the devotees? Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Krishna Balaram and picnic sport time at Vrindavan. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Dahi Chira Dand Mahamutsav ki jai. All Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai.